Masechet Eduyot Perek Zayin Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we'll have a machloket about the ashes of a para aduma. Para aduma ashes are used for purification that were being stored in an earthenware vessel. The halakha is, if something touches the outside, something tameh touches the outside of a earthenware vessel, then the vessel remains pure. But if it gets inside the earthenware vessel, then the entire vessel becomes tameh, and everything inside of it as well becomes tameh. The question in this Mishnah will be, what happens with the ashes of a para aduma that are inside the earthenware vessel, but had a sheretz, a bug, touch the outside of it? Mishnah says, He'id Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Akim ish hadar, these two rabbis testified, al kalal shel hatat, shenetano al gabe hasheretz, about an earthenware jug that had the ashes of the para aduma that somebody placed on top of a dead sheretz, one of the creeping creatures that are tameh when they're dead. Shehu tameh, that the ashes are tameh, even though generally a sheretz that touches the outside of an earthenware vessel, the jug, would not make the jug itself problematic and tameh. The ashes do become tameh because they're in a spot of tum'ah. And we know the Torah tells us, v'hiniyach mi'chut l'mahaneh b'makom tahor, that the ashes of the para aduma have to be in a place of purity. So what we say over here is, when they were placed on top of a shenetz, that's their place, and it's now a place of impurity. So therefore, the ashes inside are tameh. Shiribili Ezer mittaher. And these rabbis had to say this din in order to undo the opinion of Ribili Ezer, who said that the ashes are tahor, since the jug itself is tahor. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about a nazir. A nazir is somebody who took a swear that he wasn't going to drink wine, he wasn't going to cut his hair, and he wasn't going to become tameh lamet, tameh to a dead body. When his term ends, he has to shave his head, and he brings certain korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. When he accepts Nezirut upon himself, and he doesn't specify how long he wants to keep it, it's called Stam Nezirut, and that lasts for 30 days. When he shaves his head, it should be on day 31. After the full 30 days are over, he shaves on day 31. But if he ended up shaving on day 30 itself, he still fulfilled his obligation because of the halakhic rule, Miksat Hayom Kekulo. A part of the day is considered to be like the entire day. We use that with Avelut, when somebody's getting up. They get up after sitting just for a moment on that last day, and it's as if they sat for the entire seventh day. So back to Nezirut. If he was a Nazir for 30 days, and he shaved on that 30th day, it's like he observed the entire 30th day, and he doesn't have to do anything over again. We'll apply this to somebody who made a swear that he was going to keep two distinct, separate terms of Nezirut. He didn't specify how long each term was going to be, so we said that he has to follow two 30-day terms, and he has to shave his head in between the two terms, and then again at the end, in order to specify. He kept 30 days, and then he shaved his head, then he kept another 30 days and shaved his head. He'id Rabbi Papias al Mishinazar Shete Nezirot. Rav Papias testified about somebody who made a swear that he was going to keep two terms of Nezirut without talking about how long each one was going to last. Shim Gilah et Harishona Yom Shelishim. That if he shaved at the end of the first term on the 30th day, which normally is okay, Shemegaleah Hashenia Yom Shishim, he should shave at the end of the second term on the 60th day, which is 31 days of the second term. Shim gilach yom shishim haser ehad yatsa. And if he shaved on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of the second term, he fulfilled his obligation. Shiyom shilishim olelo min haminyan, because the 30th day counts for him twice, and he observes the number of days correctly. So he's counting 1 to 30, and let's say he shaved on day 30. So we're good for the first term. But that day 30 itself now counts as the new day 1 for his second term, because of the idea that he started to now not shave on that day. After the offering was brought, he started to not shave on that day. So that last day counts also as the first day of the second term. So day 30 all the way to day 59 is a total of 30 days. So that second term of Nezirut, of course, he should try and shave on, or he should be shaving on the 60th day, which is day 31 to that second term of Nezirut. But if he shaved on day 59, that's on day 30, that would be okay, and he fulfilled his obligation.